Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled...
This is a top to what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is that any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4 head-on. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct 304-658-5453. Yeah. Ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody. Welcome aboard Foxed Up here for a, what the hell is it for you guys, Thursday night or Friday morning or Friday afternoon, all depending on where you reside on this beautiful blue marble such that it is. We're going to wrap up the week here with, I know in the middle of all that American election stuff in the Horn section, I go and I bring up Australian politics. I know it was kind of out of nowhere, but I must. It's actually changed the playlist for the day because you've heard me bitch and moan about these guys who run the state government in which we live here in New South Wales is the Southern Hemisphere Sopranos, and you know they've run this government like their own personal slush fund, and you know have completely just disregarded and they're supposed to be a Labor government, you know, it's like that Labor, that Tony Blair Labor, totally right wing and completely insane. And finally it came to the head, and first the treasurer resigns, then word has it that he dropped a few bombshells on Yemma, the premier, and now Yemma's history. And this is a good thing. This is a really good thing. And, you know, it tells you, to give you a sign of how hopeless politics in the state are, is no matter how bad this Labor government has gotten, their opposition is so factioned and bizarre on the right-wing side that no one dares give them a chance at government, because God only knows where we'll go. They'll take the corruption over the over the extremism. And, you know, I mean, I even see the liberal pamphlets come through, and they're like, you know, we'll say no to overdevelopment. We'll say, and it's just like going, and if you guys weren't so frickin' crazy, I could buy into this, but I know you're frickin' nuts. But the fact that Yemma and Costa are both out, this is going to make people on both the left and the right really, really, really happy. These guys have bankrupted the state, and then they wanted to bail their own asses out financially by selling off all the electricity generation in the state to private interests, right? The party said no, the people said no, everybody said no, and they tried to go ahead. Well, this seemed to be the thing that pushed everybody just way, way too far. And so on an occasion like today, I think Little Feet is in order. And I just think this applies beautifully. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. And from Little Feet, on your way down, the people you misused on your way up, you'll meet up on your way down. Here we go, Little Feet.
I'm
Now that's just an old style vinyl fade. That ain't me. See ya, Yemma. See ya. Bugger off. Next time we see ya, hopefully it'll be on trial. You know, we talk about you know, corruption in, you know, like Alaska and things like that. You know, we talk about state governments. This, if y'all had the had any concept to what's gone on in this state over the past few years, you'd just sit there and just you'd shake. It's frightening. something else that's really rather frightening. You know, I mentioned last night quickly about, you know, the huge cracked off bit of polar ice shelf and all that. Well, you know, I was saying again about, you know, this thing about the feedback loops for every, you know, all these trends that we see with, you know, the melting of the polar ice caps, the warming of the seas, all this stuff, you know, it's feedback loops. Well, here we go again. Gene sent this to me from discovery.com. Sea level rise may be twice more than expected. Who the hell wrote that headline? Goodbye, Kiribati, the Maldives, and much of the Netherlands. Farewell to low-lying cities. See you beneath the sea. The poster children for global warming, these areas are living on the brink, utterly prone to drowning as the oceans rise. And if a new study is right, a lot more places will be added to the list sooner than anyone ever thought. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the worst projections for Greenland's contribution to sea level rise top out at 68 centimeters. That's 27 inches in old math. By the year 2100. Such a rise would imperil coastal cities around the world. But Anders Carlson of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and a team of researchers say the problem is potentially a lot worse. They say the oceans could rise by as much as 1.3 meters. That's 4.3 feet for those of you still in the archaic system by the end of the century, double the IPCC's estimate. See, when I keep saying this, you know, oh, the models are never accurate. Well, they might not stand to be accurate, but it's the same inaccuracy. They're pointing all in the right direction, but it all keeps happening faster than we thought. Say, if the team's findings are right, some 145 miles or 145 million people living within 1 meter of sea level would be in danger. By one United Nations calculation, a meter rise in the oceans would cost the world $944 billion in damages and lost productivity. Holy crap. Governments in low-lying nations and cities should take heed, Carlson said. They should be paying attention to the fact that the potential for sea level rise is greater than what they are planning for right now. So this is why government needs to lead the way on this stuff. You know, how is it? You know, business needs guidelines. They need targets. So, you know, businesses around the world are saying, you know, we're up on this. We get it. We get it. We get it. But we need the system. We need the system in which we're going to work. But, you know, they're not getting that. So, I mean, they do a lot of business, you know, to their own credit are doing as much as they can. But, you know, until we actually get, you know, actual targets set and you know, carbon market systems, you know, I they're not perfect. And I know that they got problems, but I think that there's going to have to be some sort of mechanism for that. But it has to be set up properly to pay for the new technologies. And here at the convention, you know, more drill, 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 drill. But yet they, like, you know, you want to go screaming at them going, hello, are you not paying attention? Are you, you know, do you just have blinders on, you stupid sons of bitches? You know, Gene just said, you know, he's 1.7 meters, you know. He's standing up, that what kind of water rise would be at his chest. And, you know, I mean, you got to put this in real terms. It's a shitload of water. It's incredible. incredible. Let's say here, to see how fast sea level may rise in the future, Carlson and his team looked to the ancient Laurentide ice sheet, which stretched as far south as Ohio and New York City during the peak of the last ice age 20,000 years ago. But 9,000 years ago, the ice sheet had retreated to Wisconsin and upstate New York near the St. Lawrence River. Over the next 500 years, it melted away even more, leaving behind boulders and new plant life. The team picked up these breadcrumbs from the glacier's trail and analyzed them to figure out how quickly the ice melted and how much the climate must have warmed. We got about 2 to 4 degrees centigrade of warming in the summer, Carlson said. Very similar to IPCC projections for climate change at the end of the 21st century. The team's study was published this week in the journal Nature Geoscience. Mark Sadal of the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom said the study shows that ice sheets can respond much faster to warming climates than anyone ever guessed. You have all these old-school ice sheet modelers saying you can't have fast responses of ice sheets, Sindal said. The take-home message here is, oh, yes, you can, and in climate conditions that are at least similar to today's. So, again, more and more and more and more, the science just comes to back up what we're being told is going down, you know? I mean, just absolutely, absolutely, you know, you have to be... just a bit mad to, you know, just disregard what is going on. Here, I'm just going to cue up some music for a break here. And, again, watching the Republican National Convention and watching these bloody Republicans just going down like this old war crap and fear, 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 fear. I sit there and think, these people are, you know, partially in the 1950s and partially in the 1980s. They're just not living in the reality of today, you know. I mean, talk about not getting it. These people just don't get it. And with that, a perfect circle. I love this cover. I find this haunting. Fiddle in the Drum. Enjoy.
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and I fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you earned. But I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and we fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can burn all the good things you are. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
And if we are stupid enough to elect John McCain, which I really just don't see how it's possible, it's just going to be more of the same of this war crap. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Now, Gene sent this to me. And this says it all in so many ways. This says it all. This is from scienceblogs.com. Best explanation for the non-existence of global warming. Categorized in kooks. let's see. Some guy in Upper Moorhead wrote a letter to the local paper explaining why we don't have to worry about global warming. You can just picture the gears jerking haltingly around in his head as he tries to explain how a planet works while he doesn't even understand why Australians don't fall off the Earth. And here it is. When God sent the rain on this earth for 40 days and nights, all the water had to go someplace so the earth could be dry again. Remember, God is the creator and controls the universe. God tilted the earth from its original position and caused all the excess water to rush to the poles. And there he instantly froze the water into the ice formations that exist today. Time is ticking down on God's time clock with all the nuclear bombs that are made and stored for the fast-emerging last battle. This earth would burn up when these nuclear bombs are set off. We are not creating global warming. God is tipping the earth back to its original position and its axis and thus getting all this ice to get ready to move and extinguish the nuclear destructive fires man will create. This is the kind of person that this last-ditch attempt of the Republicans of picking Sarah Palin is all about. People like that, that have no concept, are too simple to live in this real world. Because you watch what it is that they're shoveling, and it has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with what is going on in this world today. Yellow says, blame God, works for me. I see your point. God, the cup's full. Let's just pour some of it out. Wait a minute. So if you tilted it, it went to both poles? Pardon? Excuse me? How does this work? Huh? Oh, my. The comments are a riot, you know? Just people just like, Bwah! Scary, but, you know, really, it's getting to be the last remaining few. Hold on, just responding to something. Back at the home studio. Am I still going there? Yeah, I'm still going there. Oh, it seems as though I've somehow killed the connection to the home studio. But that's only for the phones. We are still streaming. Anyway, we got some other stuff to do here, and we're going to just kind of go for a quick break while I sort this little connection dealy out. So you listen to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. We'll be right back.
Thinking ahead means preparing for the future of our children, our grandchildren, and our wild, wonderful West Virginia. Developing our renewable energy resources is the best way to ensure a clean, sustainable way of life and safe, good-paying jobs for generations to come. Here in the Mountain State, our most abundant energy resource is the wind. Our ridges and majestic mountain peaks shape and direct the wind like stones in a mountain stream. Coal River Mountain is the ideal place for developing wind power. The Coal River Mountain Wind Farm will provide us with a source of clean energy and good jobs forever. We have the power to make our future happen now. Be a part of the clean energy solution for West Virginia by visiting coalriverwind.org or call 304-854-2182. That's coalriverwind.org, 854-2182.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95?
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance, and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
Way the Republicans have been through the whole convention, you know, rose tint my world. I hide me from all the pain. Hide me from the reality, rose tint my world. What a bunch of crap. Well, we're You know, the experiment, which is the head-on radio network, continues. Bob and I are sitting there to try to figure out why our little phone connection to take calls isn't working. But unfortunately, we don't have, unfortunately, don't have them backed up at the moment. But hey, this out, and so if we do get it sorted out, you know, feel free to jump in. But, you know, boy, that's taken a long time to register. You never know what's going on. Let's see. I had something here. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, just another sign, you know, I'm really glad that just the way kind of Gail and I do things, we, you know, we don't buy soft drinks and stuff like that, you know, for many reasons, but you just end up getting more and more of them. You know, I swear, the most dangerous thing, you know, in the world seems to be just living in this modern society. You know, it's just, I just can't, you know, the chemicals, everything that just seems to be around is poisoning us every day. Well, here you go. More evidence that BPA found in clear plastics impairs brain function. Here you go. Just think about this when you're drinking your, you know, totally artificial beverage. Yale School of Medicine researchers reported that a chemical, bisphenol, a BPA, a building block for polycarbonate plastics found in common household items, causes the loss of connections between brain cells. This synaptic loss may cause memory learning impairments and depression, according to study results published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. Unlike previous studies that looked at the effect of BPA on rodents, the team examined the effects in a primate model. They also used lower levels of the chemical than in past studies. Our goal was to more closely mimic the slow and continuous conditions under which humans would normally be exposed to BPA, said study author Xaba Laranth, MD, professor in the Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology and Reproductive Sciences in Neurobiology at Yale. Jeez, that's a mouthful. As a result, the study is more indicative than past research of how BPA may actually affect humans. So, you know, here we go. Hey, and the phones are, I think, working again. So at least their connection to me. So if you feel like getting in on the program, 1-877-4 head on, and there's another number. I will write it and stick it on the wall somewhere, Bob. The on your dime number. But, you know, oil is killing us in so many ways. And, you know, it's just like everything in this modern world, it seems, just is leaching stuff that's killing us, because we have this bizarre notion that we can do better than nature herself, and it just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. You know, and people have been talking about this stuff for years. You know, there's also been talk about formaldehyde and whatnot, and, you know, in the milk bottles and things like that. And you think about it, you know, yeah. You know, the amount that might happen in the one gallon of milk, you know, might be, you know, trace amounts. But, you know, you go years and years every single day as a kid drinking, you know, and then milk. Don't even get me on the growth hormone. But, you know, this stuff is just going to build up over time. And I sit there and think, you know, I see milk in plastic, and then I see milk in, you know, cardboard, you know, in paper containers. And I sit there and go, well, you know, I'll go for the paper, thanks. I just don't want to go there. But they say here, over a 28-day period, Laranth and his team gave each primate 50 micrograms per kilogram of BPA per day, adjusted for body weight, the amount considered safe for human consumption by the EPA. The team also administered estradiol, the major form of hormone estrogen that modulates nerve cell connections in the brain. Best known as one of the principal hormone products of the ovary, estrogen has also been shown in past studies to be synthesized in the brain, where it aids the development and function of the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. The team then used an electron microscope to count nerve cell connections in the brain. They found that BPA inhibits creation of the synaptic connections in the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex, areas of the brain involved with regulation of mood and formation of memory. You know, and they talk. They say that pot kills your brain cells. Well, I'm saying here that stupid plastic bottles probably have a worse effect. Our primate model indicates that BPA could negatively affect brain function in humans, said the study co-author Tibor Hajjan, associate research scientist at Yale. Based on these new findings, we think the EPA may wish to consider lowering its safe daily limit for human BPA consumption. Hajjan said that although daily exposure of an average person to BPA usually does not reach the level that that was applied in the study, human exposure to BPA is not limited to a single month, but rather is continuous over a lifetime. The negative effect of BPA may also be amplified when estradiol levels are naturally lower than in healthy adults. That is why exposure to BPA may be particularly risky in the case of babies and the elderly. Other authors of the study included blah blah blah. The study was supported by the National Institutes of Health. You know, just another example of, you know, really. You know, I mean, aside from just the mess that these bottles create, you know, like I still, you know, it still kills me every day shopping. I mean, this just shows how kind of extreme I've gotten. You know, we now buy so little prepackaged food, but I see, like, you know, the couple bottles of ginger beer and the couple bottles of juice, and I sit there and think, you know, what a short life these materials have. You know, it just as long as it took to get from wherever it was made to me, and then within a few days, you know, anywhere from 1 to 7 days, that packaging is done, used, you know. And it's just also bloody unbelievably wasteful. I know, it's like a massive tangent that I'm going on here, but, you know, I hate Coca-Cola anyway, because they're murderous thugs. Well, now, you know, aside from the fact that, you know, outfits like, you know, Coca-Cola go and strike deals with local governments that they have rights to water before the people have them, you know, this is all just kind of stuff that I can't stand. So, like, if that wasn't enough for you to just stop wasting money on something where the container actually is worth more than the beverage contained in it, you know, I don't know, nothing will. It's just, and I sit there and just keep flashing back to watching this Republican National Convention, and you'd swear it was like we're living in some telemovie, you know, some telemovie of you know, PTA bomb runs for president, and because we live in such a great nation, we're not going to get anywhere if we don't turn around and look at how bad we're screwing things up, how bad we're just, you know, tearing the crap out of our planet, tearing the crap out of each other. And, you know, as Peter referenced to during the horn section, you know, we get a pair like McCain and Palin in, and the gay and lesbian community are in for 4 to 8 years of hell. You know, they just won't rest until, I reckon, every gay person has been forced into some sort of re-education camp. You know, I mean, you hear just the last 2 days of that convention, it was just all this fear-mongering and war, and never once actually mentioning the economy. And the only way that they ever mention the environment is a vehicle to say that we got to drill for more oil. and set up nuclear power. I mean, this is the stupidest thing, you know. It's just like, well, if you don't want us to do that destructive, stupid fucking thing, well, let us do this other really destructive, expensive, stupid fucking thing that will take forever for us to actually see anything come back that won't be worth the investment. Nuclear power ain't worth the money, people. Look at the look at the track record of Canada, right? Canada, they have come out and said that their nuclear power plants are not worth the money. After all of the government money that has to go into it, it takes 20 years to get the damn thing online, and they're not dependable. Why would you, you know, it's like this thing. You don't think that it's possible. I mean, is it just a complete breakdown in mental capacity? That you just can't envision the idea of being able to do anything without destroying something in which to power it. So Pease the other day at the Huffington Post, you know, after Palin was selected, this now makes it there is only one green candidate. And that is Barack Obama. Now some people say, you know, there's McKinney. Yeah, I love Cynthia McKinney. But our system is screwed when it comes to third parties. So in reality, it does come down to that it's Barack Obama. And the thing is that we have to, you know, keep telling them what we want, and what we want is none of this pipe dream, which is clean coal, which is just a big furphy. It's a big nothing. And then the idea of nuclear power, and you can't let them throw that back down our throat saying, well, it's clean, you don't want to do that, you don't want to do nothing, you just hate the business. No, that's not it. I just think it's really stupid to get hooked on another finite fuel source, one that has the potential to do some serious damage if something goes wrong, is prohibitively expensive, but here's the catch. There's less private profit. There's less private, or there's less socialism for the private sector. See, you start getting to this greener technology, and it's funny, you know, less footprint, less construction costs usually. You know, you're really starting to be shown for the fools that they are. There's a piece that Gail sent me that I don't have handy. I'll get it together for Monday about this massive solar farm that's going up, and it's all about water creation and desal, and it's pretty massive. You know, there are so many other options that are better financially, more profitable, less expensive, less dangerous. You know, and with danger comes risk. Hello? And with risk comes higher insurance. So, you know, it all starts to add up. And when you come down to it, that you want, you look, you can Google, you can Google it. There was a study not long ago about Canada, about the uptime of their newest plants. And they haven't paid off. And what happens when one of them goes down with this, you know, being able to, you know, remember Enron? Well, oh, we went down, so we're going to buy power from over here. And it'll be really expensive. So, you know, they're mad. They're mad. They're so mad that they're driving me insane. I mean, the last few days I've felt just like a complete buffoon because all I want to do is just go on, ha, 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 you guys, the GOP's just fucking nuts. And I understand where Bob's coming from. You know, it's still dead serious. We gotta stay on message, whatever that means. But just, you know, stay on the attack. Play strong defense. Put the shit down when it's thrown at you. All that. But allow the damage that they're doing to themselves to continue. You know, we keep having more Peggy Noonan's come out and go, it's over. It's over. It'll start to sink in. But for the life of me, I just cannot see. And if the American people turn around and do elect McCain-Palin, which I still say, it can't happen unless they steal it. like the last two were stolen. So, I mean, I do have my concerns about us not getting in, but it actually doesn't have anything to do about the campaign, the issues, or Obama and Biden. I think that they're doing fine, and I think they're going to continue to do fine. That part, for the first time in a long time, I'm not worried of a screw-up. I know they're trying to set Joe Biden up, but he's an old pro, and I think there will be handlers that will... They're going to dry run him. I know what they should do. They should set him to do mock debates versus Hillary Clinton and let Hillary Clinton act like she's Palin. Wouldn't that be fun to be watching? That would be hysterical. I reckon that's how they should practice, because Hillary Clinton would be able to immediately come up with everything that these people would use on her. Because, I mean, if anyone, you know, love or loathe the woman, if anyone has been the most focused target of the GOP slime machine over the last, you know, 20 years, Hillary Clinton gets to wear the honor as the most hunted person by the GOP. I mean, there's no doubt about that in any way, shape, or form. But I tell you, you know, we got it, but we got to keep it together because we got a lot of work to do. Once, you know, we got a lot of work to do between now and November. Then come January, it's game on. It's game on, because at that point, I do believe we will have Obama and Biden in, and then it's going to be all about making the case that everything is an environmental issue. Everything is an environmental issue. It's pretty simple. And if you haven't been there yet, and we're still trying to get this kind of happening here, if you haven't checked out the MyBarackObama.com site, which is the social networking site for the campaign, we've set up a head-on radio network group, and we're trying to get more and more people in, and you can, you know, it's got that whole, you know, updates and messaging thing, and ELO's got a blog post up today, which I'm waiting to come down. Boy, it's being slow over in this side, but hey, that could just because of where I am. But we'll check that out later. So check that out, because I'm thinking that as the campaign comes closer, it's going to be a good way to bring new people into the head-on radio network as we get closer. Because I reckon come November, it's just going to be insane. It's going to be insane. We'll have gone through all the shit. But come November, I think we're going to have heavy eyes on Ohio, heavy eyes on Florida, heavy eyes everywhere else on the country to make sure that they don't steal it again. And if they try to expose them. And if you haven't checked it out, velvetrevolution.us, you have to watch the Spoon videos. You must watch the Spoon. Now, but you need to watch those videos and see about the case that's developing. Ohio versus Blackwell and the various other cases going on. Dealing with the 2004 games. And they're nailing them. I'm telling you, they're nailing them, and, you know, I know Biden kind of backed off from it today some, but, you know, Biden and Obama are saying, you know, hey, you know, if there are things when we get in that are shown to be criminal, yes, charges could be brought against Bush and Cheney. And, you know, he kind of clarified saying that, you know, at the moment there's nothing that they're looking at, but he said, look, every administration, you know, everything's open to be investigated. And he said, you know, they're not going to go straight on to such a thing, because the first thing they have to do getting into office is actually do things for the people. But the fact that it's not off the table, I'm liking. I think that's a good thing. The one thing that I don't want to see is, like Bob said, you know, another repeat of Clinton when he got in and just kind of said, oh, we won't be investigating any of that now, will we? The country doesn't need to go through that. Well, I disagreed with you then, Bill, and I would disagree with a similar move this time, because it's exactly what the country needs. The country needs to have this cleansed, this whole era cleansed, this mess of our democracy becoming an absolute sham. And it has been an absolute sham. And we're hearing the grumbles about going into Iran, and I still don't put it past the administration to do it. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the ultimate, you know, fuck you on the way out, wouldn't it, to the Democrats, you know, if they got in. I mean, and I couldn't put it past them. I couldn't put it past them. You know, I still have this deep, dark fear of them making a move of this type and trying to then hold up the elections for the first time in U.S. history. And don't forget, after the events in New York in 2001 and D.C. and Pennsylvania, Giuliani tried to do the same thing in New York and he got his head handed to him. Let's see. Oh, right. Well, you'll have to go over and check out ELO's blog post. She's got a letter here to a request for Joe Biden. I don't quite have enough time to read it now, but maybe we'll go and check it out. Like I said, go to, and if you haven't signed up yet, my.barackobama.com. I know it sounds a little cheesy, but hey, you know, it is the web. That's how it works. And went, hey, a MySpace thing. We'll do that.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know, see what we can do with this. Joe Vecchia has already come by. Bob's been there. Got a couple other people in there. What else do we have here before we run out of time? You know, it's slightly unprepared because I was watching that stupid pageant, but I had to, you know, it was one of those things. I'm sitting there watching kind of half the chat room go by talking about Peter's show. I'm going, I wish I could listen to that. That sounds much more fun than this just self-righteous, just heap of steaming shit that's going on in Minnesota. People were pointing out that, you know, when McCain came on to speak, once again, they gave him this green background. And it was just, okay, they're just, you know, they're asking for people to take the piss out of him in video, you know. Thanks for the green screen there, John. But I think someone heard you, ELO, because I don't know if you noticed, about halfway through the speech, it suddenly changed blue. Now, you know, I was saying that it was just a shallow play for the green vote. You know, that's about as symbolically green as they could ever manage to bring themselves to be. But the whole thing was just pathetic. So now we just got to come out and show how picking Sarah Palin shows complete lack of confidence to me in John McCain's ability to make decisions. If this is the kind of, if Elon's going green, blue doesn't matter. Well, someone heard you and just went, "Ah, get the green out of there." Oh, and I imagine there's going to be heaps of stuff done. But, you know, I watching Palin and McCain, and, you know, there's already been jokes, you know, things, Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff being worked in. The guys at Red State Roundup did a great job. Just sitting there going, Boris and Natasha. If Natasha had a really, really naff, rusty razor blade of a voice, it would be Boris and Natasha. I'm telling you, it's all Boris and Natasha. The evil menace trying to foil our heroes. Anyway, folks, we're coming up on the end of things. You know, we got a long way to go. And I know I've just been kind of babbling on, but I tell you, I just feel just like so confused because I just never really thought that they'd fall apart this bad. And all they have is just mean, snarky, evil lying, dishonest, deceiving shit to spew. And if that's all that we have to fight, no worries, because we do have the facts on our side. And I think we'll end up getting them. Like I said, there's a whole bunch of the country that's finally starting to wake up to what the hell's been going on. And it's taken way, 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 way too long, but hey. Yeah, I like Rocky and Bullwinkle better, too. So anyway, folks, thanks for being with us this week. Thanks to Ben Birch of the White Rose Society for the streaming and the archives. Thanks to Bob Kincaid for manning the phones for what that was worth tonight. thanks to Cold River Mountain Watch for everything that they do for us, for supporting the network. And check out coldriverwind.org. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you next week.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, understanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside. Around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay.